Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli Minor. And as we do each and every week, we take a moment to express our gratitude to each and every one of you for tuning in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit each and every week, and sometimes more than once a week. We have been producing and airing Mind, Your Body for about 25 years on different stations, including the internet most recently, which we are totally excited about and getting amazing results. And as most of you know who do listen to the show regularly, but for those who are tuning in for the first time today, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper, which is a full-size newspaper dedicated to preventive, natural health, personal growth, and the way we like to say it is positive news. A person the other day met me for the first time and asked what it is that we do with our business. When I expressed what I just shared with you a moment ago about it being preventive natural health, positive news, she kind of stood there for a moment and looked at me and said, "Wow, what a breath of fresh air." And I looked at her and asked her to explain what she meant. And you probably already guessed it. She said, "It's really so wonderful to see that something that started so long ago and that is about all kinds of good, informative things having to do with how to take care of yourself and embrace your health in a natural way is just awesome," according to her. So we'd like to say thanks to Sue. I have a feeling she's listening in today as well. We appreciate those little comments that come to us by phone and email. And we just know that without you, Mind, Your Body, and Spirit, and the Healthy Referral newspaper would not exist. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And as far as contacting Mind, Your Body, and Spirit radio show, the Healthy Referral newspaper, and et cetera, you can call us directly at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com, and it is just as it sounds. It's healthyreferral.com. And as far as emailing, you'll see a couple different emails. Any of those is fine. They all go into the same email area that we check on regularly, so it really doesn't matter which one. And if you are preventive, natural health, personal growth, positive new type mission or business, you are welcome to check in with us as to how you can be a part of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit with an interview, etc., as well as how you can become a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper. We are putting things together and completing them, actually, here very shortly for our upcoming issue, of which our amazing person that we're going to be interviewing here in a few moments, we'll tell you about, and bring her on, open her mic. People such as Dr. Janet Levitin, who is an MD, holistic pediatrician, homeopathic physician, etc. People like herself from all over the world, and I mean all over the world, have played a part in the radio show as well as the Healthy Referral newspaper. And I do want to make sure that we also mention that for 15 years we have been producing the Natural Health and Foods Expo, a conscious inspiration, which you will hear more about again in the very near future. We, for those of you who know us, know that they have been produced here in the Cleveland area for all those years. And we have been looking at the Florida Orlando Florida Convention Center as a very strong possibility for another one. So we'll keep you posted on all of that. Meanwhile, I would love to go ahead here in about 30 seconds and open the mic for Dr. Janet Levitin. I want to preface by saying that she and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center, all of the staff there are doing an amazing, amazing job in helping to educate the public about how to take care of themselves according to nature, and I like to say according to Mother, Father, Nature. Ask yourself this question. Are you made according to nature, or are you made according to a medicine bottle? Now, I am not, nor is anyone, putting down Western medicine. We are simply saying that you are made according to nature. So what makes more sense to you? Getting back to realizing that and doing the things daily that will help you live from that place. And meanwhile, I'm going to go ahead and open the mic for Dr. Levitin and see, make sure she's there. We actually tried this a couple weeks ago, and let's see here. I'm hearing a buzz. Okay. There we go. All right, Janet, are you there?
Hello, Marcia. I am here.
Okay, we did it. Yay.
We did it.
Oh, I know. It's so great. You know, we're all given such opportunities to keep walking the walk.
hearing your introduction about focusing on positive news, because much of the news that is given to us is doom and gloom and negative. And I think being aware of what to avoid is important, but then on the flip side, being aware of what to do in a positive vein is more important.
Absolutely. And would you rather, I always like to ask because I feel it's appropriate, would you like me to refer to you in this interview as Dr. Levitin or Janet?
Oh, how about Dr. Janet?
Okay. Oh, okay.
Kind of a hybrid between Dr. Levitin and Janet.
Okay. Yeah, actually, I did see that someplace on the site. Yes. Okay. Well, just hearing what you just said, I'd like to comment on that, and that is that when we listen to a lot of negativity, the question to ask ourselves also is, whose opinion is it? You know, whose opinion is it really that the grapevine has transferred the information down? It's sort of like, you know that game, Dr. Janet, that we all played and children play today, that they sit in a circle and they whisper in the one person's next to them into their ear, and they say a sentence. And then that person leans over and shares that same sentence in the ear of the next person. And this goes around and around until it completes the circle. And what normally happens at the end of that?
Oh, it sounds completely different. I think they used to call that game telephone.
Yeah. Well, I'm bringing that point up simply because when you're listening to regular mainstream media, you very, very well need to question and ask yourself, just am what I'm hearing, or, you know, is it the truth, or is it something that's been a little bit maybe reprogrammed or whatever? So, but on that note, the bottom line is, listeners, that we want you to think for yourself and realize who you are. And through that, you know, it will have you make wiser decisions for you, your family, your children, loved ones, and just acquaintances that you're able to lend some help to. So, Janet, we have had the opportunity to connect, and one of those is that my dearest grandson has had the opportunity to have an appointment with you and is doing some things with you, of course, through my daughter. And knowing Sherry, or Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, for probably over 25 years now, it was such a joy to have certain things happen that led me, to you. And actually, I have to say that Dr. Tenpenny, or Sherry, was the one who suggested through a text that I texted her initially, and she said, you know, call Dr. Levitin at my center. She's a holistic pediatrician, And that's how this whole thing started. So we have Sherry to thank for lots of things. So, Jana, can you please tell, I know that you were in the Boston, actually Massachusetts area for about, I think it was 25 years. And can you tell a little bit about what were you actually doing there and what led you to come to Cleveland?
Well, I had a solo private practice in holistic pediatrics and homeopathy for children and adults from 1986 until 2011 when I moved here. And there was a few reasons why I decided to leave Massachusetts. First of all, I was running my own, as I said, solo private practice, and I became very burned out on all the administrative work I had to do. Not the doctor. I always loved the doctor-patient part of my practice, but wow, doctors are just have more and more regulations coming down on them, and I would spend 50% of my time doing administrative work. I couldn't really afford to hire a lot of staff, so I would have to do a lot of things myself. And the other aspect of things was, in Massachusetts, it's kind of a test state for things like, Obamacare, so-called Obamacare, was sort of piloted there as Romney Care. There's a lot of regulations. They were trying to pass a law that was going to mandate that doctors had to be using electronic health records as a condition of having an MD license. I tried some electronic scheduling, and wow, is it expensive, and it takes a lot longer to use, and I just didn't want to be in a state where that was going to be mandated. They did end up backing down and just saying you had to be proficient in the technology, but not necessarily using it. And the other aspect of things was I always offered vaccine choice to my clients. I didn't force vaccines. I spread them out. I did what people wanted and didn't do what people didn't want, offering it as a completely elective procedure. And the powers that be at the Children's Hospital Boston, which is one of the major institutions, pediatric institutions in the country, they got wind of that, and they sort of put me on their blacklist because I didn't follow the standard protocols. Mind you, I wasn't forcing anybody to not vaccinate on the schedule. People were coming to me because I offered that as an alternative. So just all the confluence of factors, I decided to just, I had met Dr. Tenpenny at a conference, and one day up on her Facebook page, she announced that she was looking for another doctor to join her practice, and I put in an application, came for an interview, and they offered me a job, and I came. And while with the winter they're having in Massachusetts, I don't regret it.
Oh, I know. I've never experienced that area, to be honest with you, but anything that's worse than here, I don't even want to test it out.
It's worse there, believe it or not.
Yes, I don't have the experience, but... And so when you made that decision to come to the Cleveland area, and what was the initial time like when you started at the Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center?
Well, I've always had the same approach to my practice, which is to offer natural solutions and natural alternatives. In fact, my former practice was called Natural Alternatives, using homeopathy, nutrition, supplements. First of all, I have learned so much being here at the center because I have colleagues as opposed to being in a solo practice. And Dr. Tenpenny, having such a brilliant, eclectic mind, I've learned so much from her and so much from my colleagues that I feel like I've expanded my own knowledge base and my practice. Of course, any time you come to a new area, it takes some time to build up a practice. So initially, I wasn't, you know, my panel of patients wasn't completely full, but has definitely grown over the last 3 years. Something I like a lot here in Ohio is that people are much friendlier and easier to connect with in general than they are in Massachusetts. So I really enjoyed the people here. It's a little hard to say. People sometimes ask me, are more people getting interested in alternative medicine? And I have to say I'm not really sure. The people who come to see us are, but it's hard to know about the population in general. I certainly hope they are.
Well, I would like to say that having been doing what we're doing for over 25 years, we started in 1989, and Tom and I, my business partner, would have to say that there's definitely something that's going on that's somewhat different than the last 20 years. And I would have to step forward and say that I feel that there is a consciousness that's happening on a deeper level with people, with parents. And when I say parents, a lot of parents are and have been, because again, having been doing this for 25 years, there was activity and interest all along those 25 years and people taking steps to question things that did not seem right, did not feel right, did not information-wise quite make sense to them. And they have begun to apply that intuitiveness instead of just passing it off and going along with the programming. And of course, as you know, and we know, you know, when you don't go with the program, you're going to ruffle feathers. And through the ruffled feathers, other things are created. But you know what? That takes us to the place that we are all here to live a purpose. And that purpose, you know, when it's being fulfilled, regardless of what it is that shows up around us, when we're living from our passion, we're going to continue to do it. So with you and your love for preventive and natural health and an inner knowing that there is a way to work, you know, with our minds, bodies, and I'd have to say spirits, because the name of this show is Mind, Body, and Spirit, that there is a way to work with people with all of that in a way that is more productive, healthier, less side effects, and things like that. And again, listeners, I always like to preface and say that we only give information out to people and educate them, and the choice is theirs to follow up and do research and go with what they feel is right for them and their family. So, Janet, the one thing that I definitely wanted to make sure, because we get a lot of questions, and I do my best to answer it, and that is when people ask, what is homeopathy? So, you know, one of your fields is homeopathy. So I thought it would be great, because I know there are people listening who wanted to get just a clear idea on what is this modality called homeopathy.
Well, homeopathy is a fantastic form of medicine. A lot of people have heard the word, and maybe they think of herbs and supplements and nutrition, but homeopathy is actually a specific, particular modality. It's a system of energy medicine that was discovered, or perhaps you could say invented, by a German physician named Hahnemann back over 200 years ago. He became a physician, but he was very appalled by the medical practices of his day, which included things like bloodletting and really overly strong medicines that would cause, you know, massive vomiting and diarrhea. And he just said, you know, I can't do this. So being a very brilliant person and knowing several languages, he became a medical translator, and he was also a chemist and a botanist. And when he was translating a medical text from English into German, he was reading about the medicine quinine, which is a treatment for malaria, and he read that it was an effective treatment for malaria because it had a tonic effect on the stomach and it was bitter. So he said to himself, well, a lot of things have a tonic effect on the stomach and are bitter, but what is it that's specific about quinine that makes it a treatment for malaria? So as an experiment, he took some quinine, and lo and behold, he, as a healthy person, developed symptoms of malaria. So a light bulb went off in his head, and he said, oh, I took the substance and developed symptoms like malaria, and a person with malaria takes the substance and gets better from malaria symptoms. So this is the principle of similars, which is what homeopathy is based on. So many experiments have been run with many substances, and you find that a substance that can cause a set of symptoms can cure that same set of symptoms when it occurs in a sick person. And that's where the word homeo comes from, like homeostasis, similar, that means similar. So similar suffering, homeopathy. So the medicines are specially prepared and diluted in a certain way and put through a shaking process, which takes out the toxicity of the substance but brings out the ability of the substance to work on the energy body. So if you think about acupuncture, you're putting, you know, very thin needles into a point and you're affecting the chi or the energy flow. You're doing something similar with homeopathy, but you're using it in the form of a very diluted, specially prepared substance that's put under the tongue. So one thing I absolutely love about it is perfectly safe to use for children, infants, elders, pregnant women, even your pets. And it assists the body in healing and balancing its own self. So it's just a fantastic form of therapy. So for me, I wouldn't want to be raising children without access to homeopathy. And as a doctor, I don't believe I would be satisfied. If I just had conventional medicine to practice, I wouldn't even want to be a doctor. I have treated so many things with homeopathy, from acute conditions, you know, ear infections, vomiting, diarrhea, coughs, colds, and then getting down into chronic conditions such as, you know, insomnia, mood disorders, asthma, you name it. Homeopathy potentially can work for any illness or condition. And another great thing about it is you can use it in combination with anything else that you are using. It doesn't really have interactions or side effects, so you can use it with any other form of treatment that you're doing. So fantastic,
Jana,
for children.
I'm sorry. If someone says to you, okay, they're thinking about homeopathy and they're thinking about Western medicine and the drugs and so forth, and so has anyone asked you, okay, Dr. Levitin, what's the difference between, you know, the regular medicine and something like homeopathy? Let's say a vaccine, for instance. Is it the shaking process in homeopathy that is the main contributing factor of having it be different? Because that shaking process releases and, I guess, lets fall by the wayside the toxicity of that particular product.
Well, it's really the dilution that takes out the toxicity, and then so if you're making a homeopathic medicine, you do a series of dilutions, and after, between 12 and 24 dilutions, you essentially do not have any more of the original substance. So say you're working with something that's toxic, like a poisonous plant. After you've diluted it in a 1% or a 10% solution, just, you know, between, like I said, 12 and 25 times, you don't have any more of that original toxic substance. But with each dilution, you're also shaking that solution. And something about that agitation, which is called succussion, is releasing the energy of the substance into the solution. So if you take a homeopathic medicine and put it through like a chemical analyzer, it's going to show that there's none of the substance in there. But if you put it through an energetic analyzer, like like an MRI type machine, it is going to show that something is there because it has an energy, but it doesn't have any of the physical substance left. So you can use, as I said, like poisonous plants. You can use toxic metals like arsenic or mercury, because you've taken out the crude substance, which is toxic, and you're just releasing the energetic healing potential of the substance. So it's great. You can call upon the healing power of anything in nature, or even unnatural things like, you know, plastic or things like that can be made into homeopathic remedies as well.
So really what we're saying is that it's the dilution process plus the shaking process.
Yes. That's correct.
Okay. And I you know, I wanted to bring this up and have you explain it the way you did, because I know that there were people who were asking me, and I have answered this question, you know, through the years, and I know that it's one that, that comes up with people. So I would much rather have them also hearing it from you, for somebody who's been doing this with people for so many years. The other opportunity with, you know, working more in a natural way, and this I know, this topic, I just mentioned it briefly a few minutes ago, this particular topic is becoming more and more a conversation, and in particularly with parents, you know, of children, of babies, I should say, and children. And that is that many, many people are questioning the way that vaccines are given to children. And, you know, let's just say anybody, but we're speaking about, you know, babies and children now. So, and I know that that was one of the things that you were offering in a different way, you know, in your practice in Massachusetts. And I know that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is a huge proponent of this that we're talking about. And I have to say, honestly, that so are we. You know, we don't necessarily take stands on everything that we have interviews on, but this is definitely one of those topics that has been very close to my heart for many years, and I've done my best to inform people. So what happens when, you know, a parent questions or asks you about the whole issue of vaccines?
Well, Marcia, this is a huge topic, and if I understand our timing, we don't have a lot of time to talk about it. But I can say that vaccination is an inherently elective procedure. It's not like it needs to be done on any particular day or it's a treatment for any condition. It's a preventive upfront procedure. So I encourage everyone to read, research, do their due diligence, and look into the pros and cons. There's so many different aspects of vaccines, from the ingredients, many of which are potentially toxic and do have side effects.
Yes.
The fact that we vaccinate in manners that I consider inappropriate, just starting out with the fact that one-day-old babies are routinely given hepatitis B vaccine. Well, hepatitis B is a sexually transmitted disease, or you can get it from sharing needles or having an accidental needle stick with body fluid. So what is the medical justification for giving a hepatitis B vaccine as a routine to all one-day-old babies?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there may be a case where a mother has a case of hepatitis B, and that's a different story. But for me, it's inappropriate to be using it routinely. So I think people should be taking a close look at this and not just accepting anybody's party line about it, mine or the establishment's.
Exactly.
Once again, it's not like a child is sick and needs to have something done right then. It's an upfront elective procedure. So do your studying. Try to understand the issues.
Well, and that's the key point throughout all the interviews that we do, listeners, and you've heard me say it over and over again, and that is, do your own research. That's what you have to do in regard to any topic that you're hearing, because it's you that has to make a decision one way or the other in regards to anything that we're talking about, not just vaccines. So, Janet, what is it that you find in your practice is what people say to you whenever they initially start to meet with you? Something that is possibly different for them because they're just testing out this new way of doing things that is, you know, different than...
Well, I find that there's sort of a couple categories of people who come to me. There's the category of people who are just naturally oriented towards doing things in a natural way. They eat more healthfully. They take supplements. They question the status quo. They're just kind of naturally like that. Then there are people who were of a more conventional orientation. They've been in the quote-unquote the system, and they have found that it has failed them. They have a sick child, and they have not been able to get is satisfaction. And after seeking around within that system, they realize that they want to try something different. Like I had a parent who came here. She had a child who he was about a year and a half old. That poor little kid had been to four specialists. He had been to an endocrinologist for growth failure, a gastroenterologist for GI problems, a dermatologist for repeated skin infections, MRSA, and I think a pulmonologist because he had asthma. Turns out that he had gluten sensitivity. When the mother, you know, took him off of gluten, got him onto a whole foods diet, gave him some homeopathy, gave him some supplements, the little guy started to thrive. He started to grow. Things cleared up. And it was just by adopting a more natural approach. And she was sort of in that second category of people who are just failed by the system. And I think we're seeing quite a bit of that. Mm-hmm. So I personally love it when I encounter the first category of people who are kind of doing things in a natural way up front, because that's just their orientation towards things. But either type of person can be a great patient.
Mm-hmm. I know you are a pediatrician, and so what are the age groups that you normally find yourself seeing?
Well, Marcia, I see adults as well. I really treat people of all ages. Homeopathy is fantastic for people of all ages. I actually like treating elderly people as well who maybe their health is a little more delicate or more brittle. You don't want to have them on a lot of drugs. At least I don't want to have them on a lot of drugs.
Absolutely.
You can treat the different conditions and issues that they have. So I really do see people of all ages from birth up through elders.
Uh-huh. Well, that's why in the description and in some conversations I've been having with some individuals, letting them know, first of all, that you're, you know, an MD, and a homeopathic physician, and so forth. So that does open up so much more for people, because the whole family can show up, from the baby to the grandparents.
Right. I mean, adults with some kind of a, you know, hardcore medical diagnosis, like a cardiac condition or a, you know, respiratory condition. And for that matter, children, with certain conditions, they may need another doctor and a specialist as well.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
that doesn't preclude them from, you know, coming for homeopathy and some nutritional work.
Right, absolutely. What is the thing that you would like to have stand out with the listeners as far as what it is that, with everything that you're doing, what is it that's the closest to your heart, and what has you so excited each and every day to continue to do what you're doing?
Well, what's closest to my heart is when I see someone's health turn around. I will have to say, with homeopathy, knowing that it stimulates the self-healing mechanism, when I see a child with an infection or someone with depression, we render the treatment and that person comes back and they're better and things are in balance and they're thriving, that makes it worthwhile. I mean, I'm not sure what people think about the profession of medicine, but it's not like it's easy, and it's not like it's so lucrative, and there's a lot of difficulties that you have to go through, and struggles, and like I said, regulations and this type of stuff. To see a person who is better, I mean, that's the payoff for me. That is the payoff. And I love rendering homeopathy. I've also been getting into something, a new field of study for me lately called nutrigenomics, and I don't have time to talk about it too much, but it has to do with looking at a panel of genes that are very central to how we detoxify and how we process B vitamins and how we form our neurotransmitters, and then helping people with supplements and balancing their nutritional status to help with positive gene expression. We can't change your genes, but you can change how they're turning on and off. So that's something that I've been getting more interested in and really love. And that's called nutrigenomics.
Nutrigenomics. I've read some about that. And what we'll have to do is at another time, go ahead and set up some future interviews so we can cover some of that, because I know that that's a topic that's becoming of more interest to people, because I have had people talking to me about that, and that is really what had me start to check into it, which is a lot of times the case with what we do. You know, it's through the it's through the people that things come to us. So with that note, yes, the time is always really short when we do these shorter interviews. So we will definitely be back in communication, and we'll set some future ones up so we can cover some of these areas.
I would love that, Marcia.
And right now, I would love to have you give a phone number, if that's what you would like listeners to have. Any other communication, you know, if you want to give the Ten Pennies Integrative Medical Center's website, things like that, what would those be?
Sure. Our phone number is 440-239-3438. And our website is tenpenny, just like it sounds, T-E-N-T-E-N-N-Y, tenpennyimc.com. And I will just let you know that on the home page over towards the left, I have quite a number of blogs that I have written, so people can go on there if they're interested and read up on some of my philosophies and views on things.
Wonderful. And if a person just has some questions, Dr. Janet, is that okay if they just go ahead and give you a buzz?
They sure can. We set up 15-minute complimentary phone calls, no charge, so people can call to find out a little bit more about what we do and whether our services would be right for them. We can't render treatment in those appointments, but we can have some discussion about what we offer and what might work out for people.
Right, and I know that you
call and schedule those.
I know that at the Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center, in fact, you all just had an intro seminar, and I know that Sherry, Dr. Tenpenny, was talking about having another one in possibly May. She wasn't 100% sure, but so those are really great opportunities for people to show up and actually find out more in person as well.
Oh, right, yeah, we were at the Middleburg Heights Community Center, and we presented in the evening, each of the practitioners talking a little bit about what they did. It was a nice event.
And I know I was headed there, but I was on the other side of town, and that was a night that the weather was horrific.
We've had a lot of those.
Oh, my goodness, yes, I was clear on the other. So I was really on my way and realized, you know, I don't think that this is going to be a good idea. But anyway, so we are talking with Dr. Janet Levitin, and I would like you to one more time give the contact information, Dr. Janet, and on that we will go ahead and end, and you and I will be back in communication to set up some other additional times for covering some of these other topics. So if you would give the phone number again and the web address, and then we'll go ahead and clear off.
Sure, and thanks a lot for the opportunity this evening, Marcia. Our phone number is 440-239-3438, and then our website is tenpennyimc.com, and that's tenpennyimc.com.
And please, Dr. Janet, tell Dr. Sherry hello for us, and we're continuing to do a number of things with her through the center as well, so we're looking forward to that. So you have a wonderful evening, and we'll talk soon. And I want to personally thank you for everything that you're doing, and on a more personal level, what you are contributing to my grandson.
Oh, well, yeah, I want to hear pretty soon how he's doing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. You have a great evening, and we'll talk soon.
Okay. Thank you, Marcia.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And you have been hearing the interview with Dr. Janet Levitin, and please go ahead and contact 440-239-3438 to talk with her. You can call us at Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show by calling 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. We appreciate you a lot. Thanks so much.